Welcome to the Hidden Palace with Sky Blaze.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am Sky Blaze, and this is the Winterfest edition of Hidden Palace here on Radio Sega. I have a cold, so I sound awful, but I'm gonna try and present the show anyway. Quiet phone. Thanks to Rexy for hosting the Winterfest edition of Sega Mixer Drive. Great job as always, and you managed to only overrun by 8 minutes, which is probably a record for you, I think. I tease. I love you really, Rexy. Following the footsteps of the site that my show shares the name of, which would be Hidden Palace, they've recently had a Sonic Month 2019, where they uncovered a whole bunch of Sonic and Sega demos, prototypes, and beta versions of various games and hardware demos. So, starting with a pretty interesting demo for the Sega CD, or Mega CD, depending on what you prefer, which was shown at the Summer Consumer Electronics Show, or SCES, in 1992. This demo helped show off various features of the Mega CD. When it starts, you can see the Sega logo on a star-filled background, and the name of the studio who developed the demo, Sega Multimedia Studio. This studio was newly formed at the time, and they were also responsible for developing games such as Jurassic Park and Wild Woody for the Sega CD, as well as providing the soundtrack to Echo the Dolphin CD and the US version of Sonic CD. Also, people in the chat are hoping that I feel better soon. That's very sweet of you. Thank you very much. Winter Viper saying, having a cold makes you sound like you're 15. I know. I sound absolutely dreadful. I caught this from Greyfall, because he went to London to visit his family, and he came back with it, and he was ill during the time that we were in London for the Sonic Adventure Music Experience and the Radio Sega Meetup. And then when we got back, I came down with it. So thanks for that. I love you, really. Should have killed you when I had the chance. Anyway. Back to this demo. After the Starfield background disappears, a CD flies towards the screen, and Sonic jumps up onto it as if it were a platform, and produces a single gold ring which then rotates around his hand. The ring then transformed into a CD, at which point a small Robotnik floats in from the right-hand side to try and steal it. It then rotates and he and Sonic leave the screen to start the next part of the demo. All throughout this, Sonic has a really, like, stern look on his face. He's not, like, the big cheesy grin that he's usually wearing. He's looking quite dour. It's really odd. As the rest of the demo plays out, you'll see how well the Sega CD handles things like full motion video, sprite scaling, and Redbook audio. A video shown includes scenes from Batman Returns, a completely random Bugs Bunny cartoon, as well as sprites of the Star Trek The Next Generation Enterprise, for some reason, flying around in the Starfield background, and an image of ToeJam and Earl being scaled and tilted. Alright. Helpfully, Electro Boogaloo's just put up a link to the Sega CD demo that the Hidden Palace put up on their YouTube channel. I recommend checking it out, because it's actually pretty interesting. So, because I mentioned ToeJam and Earl, I'm going to play a track from ToeJam and Earl. So we've got Big Earl Bump, and then because Sega Multimedia Studio did the Echo the Dolphin CD soundtrack, I'm cheating a bit, but this is the Sega Power Cuts vocal mix of St. Gabriel's Mask from Echo the Dolphin CD, because I absolutely adore it, and it's my show and I can do what I like. So, hope you enjoy those, and I will speak to you guys again after this musical break, when I'll talk about a demo of Sonic CD. So, speak to you guys then. Enjoy! Enjoy!
Radio Sega's Winterfest 2019. 5 years festive.
I go, day slips away into night.
And we are back. And that was St. Gabriel's Mask vocal remix from the album Sega Power Cuts. And before that we had Toe Jam and Earl, Big Earl Bump. The chat is talking variously about Die Hard versus Lethal Weapon, both of which are, you know, they're trying to decide which is a Christmas film, I think. And other than that, there's a debate about what counts as a Sega game for the purposes of putting it on the Radio Sega playlist, and whether or not Streets of Rage 4 or Shenmue 3 count. I don't know. I leave that up to people who are wiser than me. I just play the music. If it's been on a Sega console or has a Sega name somewhere on it, it counts as far as I'm concerned. But that's just me. So let's get back to what I'm actually supposed to be talking about. So from regarding the prototypes, we've got from Sonic CD, the 21st of June 1993 prototype. I'm going to loop my talkback music. In this we have a different song on the main title screen, which matches neither the US or Japanese versions of the game, and I'm not entirely sure where it came from. The special stage is present in this version of the game, but it's far from completed. The ring counter is constantly counting up and will reset after reaching 250 rings. The UFOs are not really the same as the ones that appear in the final version, and they look more like spheres than sort of flying saucers. And they have parts which are alternative colours. There's... Excuse me. Sorry. There's also an issue in the special stage where if you hit the water, the stage ends and the game crashes. Also, rather than using the directional buttons to move as you do in the finished version, use the A button to accelerate Sonic instead. Within the main levels, things are pretty much the same as the final version. However, there's a blue ring power-up, which doesn't visibly appear to do anything. But it does appear to provide Sonic with some sort of invisible shield. Which explains why in the debug mode you can find a TV with the power-up. One other thing that was different from the final release was Sonic's voice, specifically when you collect an extra life. He says, yeah, in a different voice to that used in the final version of the game. And I'm really sorry, my voice is just completely dying now. So let's have some music, and I'm going to see if I can sub in my husband so I don't die. So moving on to the musical break, we've got from Sonic CD US version, titled Tempestzone Bad Future. And then from I've forgotten what the name of the remix was, the OC remix version of Sonic CD album, from Metaphyst we have Bass for a Better Tomorrow, which is a version of the special stage Japanese version. So enjoy those, and I will try not to die. Speak to you guys soon, hopefully. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Yeah. And we are back. And as you can tell, it's been so long since I last did this, I've completely forgotten what I was doing. Sorry about that. So yes, it is I, Greyfor, taking in for Skyblaze as they are now trying to recover from trying to cough up a lung. Obviously, my apologies for giving that to you, my dear. I did not mean to. It was not my fault. I didn't mean to. So yes, we'll see how Skyblaze does towards the end of our segment today, and see if they'll be willing to do the quiz. If not, then I shall take part in doing that instead. So, moving on to Sonic Chaos for the Game Gear. Within this, we have... Oh, no. Again, you can tell I've not done this very long. I missed a very important part. We just had Sonic CD, the US version, with titled Tempest Zone, The Bad Future. And after that, there was the Metaphist, Bass for a Better Tomorrow, the special stage Japanese version. So again, thanks, Resident SD. I do sound very rough. Thank you. Oh, you guys. So yes, moving on to Sonic Chaos for the Game Gear, where we have at least three different prototypes of which we get to have a look at, all of which with a variety of different alterations to the very final product. Starting with the 17th of May 1993 version, which to start with actually has no sound at all. Nothing. Not even sound effects. Not a thing. You'll get the title screen when you start up, and it's different from the final version. You'll have Sonic and Tails in actually striking a different pose from the final one, along with a background, which is actually a checkerboard pattern, which is what you would normally see when you get to the character selection start. Speaking of the character selection, it's simply just a blue background with text that says Sonic, or Miles, and then Tails in brackets. So that's generally how you choose them. Going through the various levels themselves, you'll find that your ring counter never actually resets when you get hit. So you never really lose rings, despite showing that you lose them. As such, you are probably invincible at this point. One thing is also that the TVs that you would normally get 10 rings from don't actually give you any rings, so they're pointless. Also, wonderfully, they have included a no-clip mode in this, where you get to travel about the level wherever you want to. Brilliant! One odd effect, however, from this. If you get hit while in no-clip mode, you take no damage. Simple. However, as soon as you step out from no-clip mode, you then take damage. So it seems to just have stored the damage for when you actually come back into the real world, so to speak. So, but again, you don't lose any rings, you don't really die, so no foul. There's also no final boss or ending in this version, so you can't really complete that one. However, there is one in the 30th of June 1993 version, which once you complete, then actually soft locks you, so you again can't complete the game. Yeah, you can tell these were very much prototypes because you can't finish it. One of the weird things is it starts emitting a very eerie sound once you've done that. So you beat Robotnik, you're stuck on that final screen. You can still move about, brilliant. And then there's a sort of weird... sort of noise going on with it. Very weird. Now onto the third version. Nothing else differs much from the 30th of June to the 13th of July 1993 versions. However, the special stages, which were originally accessible through the stage select on the earlier prototypes, are not actually available in this one, so it just does not appear in the list of available levels. So, let's have a quick look and see how people are discussing it on the chat. Yep, we've had a Sonic Chaos prototype too. There are so many prototypes. If you ever have a chance to actually have a look through the Hidden Palace website, you will find a whole host of prototypes, not just for Sonic games, but for a whole host of other ones. Some really interesting stuff in there. Might very well cover it in a future episode. Uh, see. Oh, yes, people were confused by the whole Miles Tales thing, because obviously that was a very old original concept of calling him Miles per hour. Miles per hour. To keep the speed theme. And yes, as Frost Gamer 98 was saying, if you had Amy Rose and Rosie the Rascal, Rosie being effectively her original, was it very much her original name from the Sonic CD, Rosie the Rascal?
Rosie the Rascal was from, I think it was from Sonic the Fighters?
It might have been Sonic the Fighters from what Skyblades was saying. But otherwise known as Amy Rose. I think you... slightly sidetracking on them. In the comics, the... oh, I forget which one is it? The Archie ones, wasn't it? That had Rosie the Rascal in it. Was it the... Rosie the Rascal was in the Archie Sonic comics? Or did she appear in the...
Pretty
light. Yeah, because I think that there was one of those sort of like crossing dimension episode things that they did where a Rosie the Rascal character had appeared in it. And middle, I think I was actually quite young, and from what Skyblaze was saying, how old were you when you found out that Tails' real name was Miles Per Hour, that his name, as mentioned earlier, was a pun for Miles Per Hour? Admittedly, I think I wasn't that old, honestly, when I found that out, because it was one of those... admittedly, it was one of these things. I'm very attuned with making very bad puns. If those in the Discord chat can see my name already for Christmas, it's down as grade 4 calling birds for the 12 days of Christmas. So, I've been trying to catch up now at this point to see where we got to. Yeah, as Mr. Wonderman Jamie has said, Rosie the Rascal was indeed her name from Fighters. So, what we're going to do now is we're going to move on to our final music segment for our quiz, where we'll have a lovely prize for you all to win, which we'll discuss soon afterwards. So, next up we have Sonic and Tails from, or Sonic Chaos. We have Mecha Green Hill Zone, followed by Lady Wildfire Mr. Noob with Sonic Chaos Smooth Dream. So, we'll give these a listen, hope you enjoy, and then we'll see you again after the songs.
cold outside, why not stay in and enjoy some toasty Sega tunes? Special audio content plus prize giveaways to keep you company all weekend long. This is Winterfest 2019.
Yes, that was Sonic and Tails, or Sonic Chaos, Mega Green Hill Zone, followed by Lady Wildfire, Mr. Noob, with Sonic Chaos Smooth Dream. Quite enjoyed that last one, actually. Kind of had a sort of, like, 80s summer sunset, mild drizzly rain feel to me. I'm not sure about anybody else. So, up next we have one of Skyblaze's famously patented easy trivia quizzes. Yes, easy. Anyway, the prize itself is a Sonic swag bag. What I can at least tell you that it does contain is it will be contained within a Sonic drawstring bag, and will also have a Knuckles commemorative coin. There will be other items which will be disclosed at a later date, but those will be what you are vying for. So, I will be reading out 5 questions. We'll give them how long? How long should we give them?
Well, I usually play the next 2 songs, and then they have to have it in by the end of the next 2 songs.
Cool, okay. So we'll have, after the question has been read, you'll have until the next song, or next songs, once they've played. And afterward, just seeing Father Christmas, coin, I need it! So you will DM Skyblaze. Skyblaze has all the answers. I will have currently got Skyblaze's Discord up as well, so I will see them as well. And depending on how many people we have with the most answers, we'll then either go to a tiebreaker, or we'll just give it to the roll of a die and see which one gets lucky. So, starting with question 1. What is the Japanese name for Streets of Rage? That is, what is the Japanese name for Streets of Rage? Next, question 2. What is the full name of the Dreamcast driving simulator Sega GT? Again, what is the full name of Dreamcast driving simulator Sega GT? Question 3. Name the Sega-branded combination console produced by JVC. That was, name the Sega-branded console, combination console, produced by JVC. Question number 4. What was the first Simpsons video game on the Mega Drive? Again, what was the first Simpsons video game on the Mega Drive? And last question, question number 5. Mag Launcher is the hero of which Dreamcast RPG? Again, that's Mag Launcher is the hero of which Dreamcast RPG? So I'll have Skyblaze drop the questions into the Discord chat, hopefully without the answers included. There you go, well ahead of you there. So we'll have those dropped in there. We'll then have the next couple of songs. Just make sure I know where we are with that. Which is, yep, there we go. So we will have Will Rock, the Streets of Rage track. And then we have a Sega GT 2002 Rave Racer track. After these two, you should have hopefully all your answers in. If you do not have your answers in by the end of the Rave Racer track, I'm afraid I cannot accept them. So make sure to get them in quickly. So, we'll see you after these next 2 songs. No.
5 years in, the fest is still the best. You're tuned in to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2019.
And we are back. So yes, we had Will Rock with Streets of Rage, also known as Bare Knuckle Blitz, and then we had Sega GT 2002 Rave Racer. So as Skyblazers mentioned in the Discord chat, the contest is now over, now closed. So I shall go through all the answers, and then I shall go through those that got all the answers, and then we shall decide who will win the Sega Sonic swag bag. So, first question was, what is the Japanese name for Streets of Rage? And as I mentioned earlier, in Bare Knuckle Blitz, it's Bare Knuckle. Now, question two, what is the full name of the Sega Dreamcast driving simulator, Sega GT? It's the Sega GT Homologation Special. I'm going to pronounce that terribly as well. Next up is the name the Sega-branded combination console produced by JVC. The answer, which is the Wonder Mega. We also accepted it was the
XI.
The XI. Oh, yes. Everybody, yes. Question four. What was the first Simpsons video game on the Mega Drive? The answer is Bart versus the Space Mutants. And last thing. Yes, thank you very much, Bigaloo, for putting that in there. Lastly, Mag Launcher is the hero of which Dreamcast RPG? The answer which is Evolution. I got given the questions before the show started and not the answers, so I gave myself a go at it. I only got three. Mostly because I'd completely blanked on the name of the GPC one and I had no clue on the Sega GT one, so I wouldn't have won anything on this one. But those that did, those that were lucky enough to get all five right are the following, and we will be deciding which one of you lucky ones will get the prize very, very shortly. Those are Father Crickmas, Lunar Eclipse, Twinny, Music Clues, and Veritex. So, as there are five of you, and I wonderfully have a penchant for doing role-playing, I have a lot of dice. So I have a D10 here that I will be rolling. So it will be rolled, and the order in which I read out your names is actually the order in which you guys got through. And yeah, Father Crickmas was ridiculously fast off the mark on that one. So well done for you on that one. But I'd like to give everybody a chance on this one. So we'll see how well we do. So, and the winner is Lunar Eclipse. Congratulations. So, yes, you do indeed have a chance there, Snow Eclipse. So, with that now handed out, I will have Skyblaze arrange all the details for that. And moving on from that, we will now be going into the Chiptune Corner. Now, here is a bit of a mystery. Skyblaze has a fairly large collection when it comes to chiptune files, including a massive zip folder from a now-defunct website called the 8-Bit Collective. Congratulations all round, but obviously, yes, congratulations further to Snowclips there. One of the tracks in the files is simply called Vic Viper Flies Again, a reference to a protagonist spaceship in the shooting up game Gradius, however you like to pronounce it. But there's no artist information, so it's unknown exactly who actually made this song. So, if anyone does happen to know who composed this great track, please do get in touch, let Skyblaze know, so we can actually update our records and actually have a name to this track. So, we'll have a listen to this, and then we'll find out what everyone thinks of that track when we get back. So listen, enjoy, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Skyblaze sounding awful, but I thought I might as well have actually finished the show. Thank you to my husband Gray Four for taking over for me when I was trying not to cough my lungs up. Yeah, that was Vic Viper Flies Again, a track I found in my 8-bit collective zip file. I have no idea who it's by. It's obviously a remix of a track from Gradius, but I don't know which one it is. So if you do have any information about it, please let me know. Other than that, thank you to everybody for tuning in. After me will be the inimitable KC with the Sega Lounge, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Thank you to everybody who's been in the chat. I won't name you all, because there's millions of you. And thank you to everybody who sent me Get Well Soon messages. That was very sweet of you. I appreciate it. Thanks to all the show hosts and guests we've had over this Winterfest weekend, and special thanks and hello to everybody who came to the Radio Sega Last Call Live meetup last weekend. I had a great time, and I hope those of you who were there appreciated the music I was playing. Obviously this is going to be the last show of this year. I will be back in the new year with a new season of The Hidden Palace. If you have any suggestions for any topics you want me to cover, you can get in touch with me through Discord or through Twitter, where you can find me, I'm at Blazing Skies. Or you can contact me through the Radio Sega Discord, Twitter and Facebook. I've been Skyblaze. This has been the Winterfest edition of The Hidden Palace here on Radio Sega. I hope to see you all next year. Have a great Christmas and an awesome new year. One more track to go out on, and that's from DJ Pretzel, Fantasy Star Alice Overture, and this is a request from Doan, who I do know in real life. Thank you ever so much for tuning in. Everybody take care, and happy Yule.
Enjoying the Winterfest? Why not keep listening to Radio Sega once it's over? There's plenty of live shows, and you can even request your favorite music from our playlist. You're listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.